Tortuous and broken, the roads winding. A fine American-style highway leads in from the north, but is lost in its narrow streets and comes out a goat track. Quanawak possesses 18 churches and 57 cantinas. It also boasts a golf course and no less than 400 swimming pools, public and private, filled with the water that ceaselessly pours down from the mountains and many splendid hotels. The Hotel Casino de la Selva stands on a slightly higher hill just outside the town, near the railway station. It is built far back from the main highway and surrounded by gardens and terraces which command a spacious view in every direction. Palatial, a certain air of desolate splendor pervades it, for it is no longer a casino. You may not even dice for drinks in the bar. The ghosts of ruined gamblers haunt it. No one ever seems to swim in the magnificent Olympic pool. The spring boards stand empty and mournful. Its hyalai courts are grass-grown and deserted. Two tennis courts only are kept up in the season. Toward sunset on the Day of the Dead in November 1939, two men in white flannels sat on the main terrace of the casino, drinking anise. They had been playing tennis, followed by billiards, and their rackets, rainproofed, screwed in their presses, the doctor's triangular, the other's quadrangular, lay on the parapet before them. As the processions winding from the cemetery down the hillside behind the hotel came closer, the plangent sounds of their chanting were borne to the two men. They turned to watch the mourners, a little later to be visible only as the melancholy lights of their candles, circling among the distant trussed cornstalks. Dr. Arturo Diaz Vigil pushed the bottle of Anise del Mono over to Monsieur Jacques Laruelle, who now was leaning forward intently. Slightly to the right and below them, below the gigantic red evening, whose reflection bled away in the deserted swimming pools scattered everywhere like so many mirages, lay the peace and sweetness of the town. It seemed peaceful enough from where they were sitting, only if one listened intently, as Monsieur Laruelle was doing now, could one distinguish a remote, confused sound, distinct yet somehow inseparable from the minute murmuring, the tintinnabulations of the mourners, as of singing, rising and falling, and a steady trampling, the bangs and cries of the fiesta that had been going on all day. Monsieur Laruelle poured himself another anise. He was drinking anise because it reminded him of absinthe. A deep flush had suffused his face, and his hand trembled slightly over the bottle, from whose label a florid demon brandished a pitchfork at him.
I meant to persuade him to go away and get de-alcoholise, Dr. Vigil was saying. He stumbled over the word in French and continued in English. But I was so sick myself that day, after the ball, that I suffer physical, really. That is very bad, for we doctors must comport ourselves like apostles. You remember, we played tennis that day, too. Well, after I looked at the consul in his garden, I sent a boy down to see if he would come for a few minutes and knock my door. I would appreciate it to him. If not, please write me a note. If drinking have not killed him already.
Monsieur Laruelle smiled. But they have gone, the other went on. And yes, I think to ask you, too, that day, if you had looked at him at his house.
He was at my house when you telephoned, Arturo.
Oh, I know, but we got so horrible drunkenness that night before, so perfectamente borracho, that it seems to me the consul is as sick as I am.
Dr. Vigil shook his head. Sickness is not only in body, but in that part used to be called soul. Poor your friend. He spent his money on earth in such continuous tragedies.
Monsieur Laruelle finished his drink. He rose and went to the parapet. Resting his hands, one on each tennis racket, he gazed down and around him. The abandoned hyalai courts, their bastions covered with grass, the dead tennis courts, the fountain, quite near in the center of the hotel avenue, where a cactus farmer had reined up his horse to drink. Two young Americans, a boy and a girl, had started a belated game of ping-pong on the veranda of the annex below. What had happened just a year ago today seemed already to belong in a different...